Joe Farr, we're not going to ask you to sing Rocket Man or any other tune out there, but it's good to have you here giving us an update on the markets. What you got for us, my friend?
Well, we're slightly positive today. Unfortunately, it's because the stock market's taken a bit of a fall. Last I looked, we were down over 300 points on the Dow, getting close to 400 points. MBS prices are only up a couple 30 seconds on the day, but no economic data came out today, so, you know, this is mostly a reaction to the drop in the stock market. Dave, last week was another fairly quiet week. MBS prices ended the week just a little lower, prices higher, rates a little lower. The important data that came out last week, as we talked about last week, it was the CPI data, which, because it was right on expectations, caused little reaction in the market. But retail sales, on the other hand, came in a good bit below expectations, and that was good for MBS prices and mortgage rates, and was the primary reason that rates ended the week a little bit lower. Late last week, on Friday, the JOLTS report came out and showed a very big increase in job openings. So we'll see if that plays in any way in what the Fed does this week. So speaking of the Fed and this week, that's the primary thing to pay attention to this week. The Fed statement will come out at 2 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesday, followed by a press conference starting around 2:30. It'll be interesting to see how Jerome Powell's first meeting goes and how he handles the press conference. He's always been good at that, but it will be his maiden voyage as the chair of the Fed. A quarter point's all but given. You know, I think last time I looked, it was like a 90% chance of a quarter point increase coming out of this meeting. On Wednesday, but before the meeting comes out, existing home sales will be released, and a small increase is expected there over last month. Later in the week, on Friday, the new home sales will come out, and durable orders comes out. So it's not a real big week for news, but the Fed meeting is going to dominate, and you know the political issues that are running around certainly could impact the market at any time.
You know, it's going to be real interesting. You know, every time we have a new Fed chairman, Chairman Powell does his first press conference, and he's just an experienced speaker. But it's not unlike those that do their maiden voyage and the microphone as a Fed chairman. It's another dimension. And remember, Janet Yellen made some missteps there she had a little trouble. She was an experienced speaker, so you know we could experience a little volatility based on people second guessing what Chairman Powell has to say, and so we shall see. But thanks for the update. We'll be paying attention for the innuendos and all the little things that go on with this. You know how it is. Monitoring the Feds is like a mom monitoring a newborn baby. They pay attention to how every breath sounds. So thanks, Joe. Looking forward to having you participate later on in the podcast. Good to have you with us. So grateful to have you with us all this time, along with all the other regulars. So we're looking forward to getting your thoughts on reverse mortgages